Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today. I had a texter moments ago saying, I don't think this ruling had anything necessarily to do with the likeness and all that. It's really just about education-related stuff. No, it's you're a student-athlete, so it is. It continue. Read the entire article. Yes, it goes into the beginning of, you know, okay, they affirmed a ruling Monday that provides for an incremental increase in how college athletes can be compensated. I mean, that Dan Murphy of ESPN, that's the first paragraph. So, folks, come on, follow along with me. Follow along. The Supreme Court of the United States unanimously affirmed a ruling Monday that provides for an incremental increase in how college athletes can be compensated and also opens the door for future legal challenges that could deal a much more significant blow to the NCAA's current business model. Am I missing anything, Colfax? Texter moments ago said, I don't think that that's what it has anything to do with. Are you reading it, or did you do what we often do in this world, Colfax, as we read the first paragraph of something and go, oh, that's not about, that's what this is. It's educational because they're still student athletes. Stay up to speed. You can do it. I promise. It's not that hard. let me read this. I got a couple of texts pouring in. Money from endorsements is the texter. The texter says, money from endorsements is not education-related benefits. I don't think this ruling has anything to do with that. It is only for things like grad school and computers used for school, etc. Again, I'll read it to you. Dan Murphy, ESPN staff writer, breaking this down, affirmed a ruling Monday that provides for an incremental increase in how college athletes can be compensated and also opens the door for future legal challenges. That's what it is. It's basically saying the NCAA cannot place limits. That's what it says. Justice Neal wrote in the court's opinion, which upheld a district court judge's decision that the NCAA was violating antitrust law by placing limits on the education-related benefits that schools can provide to the athletes. Is playing for a college football team not an education-related benefit? It is. Because you're getting a scholarship to go, and you also have to be educated. You have to go to classes. So it is an education-related benefit. That's why we call them what?
Student-athletes.
There we go! Yes, that's what this is, folks. Read the whole thing. Go on. It won't hurt you. The decision allows schools to provide their athletes with unlimited compensation, like computers and such, as long as it in some way connected to their education. It is still somewhat connected to their education. It really is. Because Billy could be playing for university right now, UH, high school here, and not get into a college. Is anybody going to endorse him to go play club sports and all that stuff? No, probably not. But if little Billy gets a scholarship to go to Colorado State, and then little Billy contacts a car dealership in Greeley, yeah, I'm sponsoring you because you're going to play football for Colorado State, which is a college, and their sole purpose is to educate. So yes, you can say that it's not quite about that, but yes, this is what it is. Again, the article goes on. The idea that college athletes should not be paid, a fundamental tenet of the 115-year-old NCAA, has faced increasing scrutiny in recent years. Federal antitrust lawsuits have slowly eroded district amateurism, if I can spit that out, rules during just this past decade. Politicians in 19 states have passed laws in the past 2 years that rebuke the organization's rules and will soon allow athletes to start making money from what? Third-party endorsements. And members of Congress are currently debating at least a half dozen bills aimed at reforming the NCAA. Monday's ruling in the NCAA versus Alston case represents another blow during a particularly uncertain time for the future of amateurism. Again, that's what this is. You still have some things that have to work here with the NCAA, and I get it. We have a lot of things we have to get through. But this is where it is. The NCAA's remaining compensation rules also raise serious questions under the antitrust laws. Justice Kavanaugh wrote in a concurring opinion more. So, I mean, this is not done. I mean, there's a lot more that we're going to get through, bottom line of this. So this, again, it's not directly just saying that now endorsement deals are allowed. It's cutting the restrictions. It's cutting away the restrictions. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat out of Connecticut, said today's Supreme Court ruling highlights just how much the tide is turning against the NCAA and its unfair treatment of college athletes. Goes on to basically just talk about the status quo on amateurism is finally changing, and the NCAA no longer has carte blanche to control athletes' livelihoods and monopolize the market. This is the kind of justice and basic rights college athletes deserve. So am I missing something, Colfax? That's what this is, correct? Yes.
Pretty simple.
They're cutting the restrictions. So, Texter, I appreciate it, but I mean, I got the Texter saying, I don't think this ruling has had anything to do with that. It's only for things like grad school and computers use. No, it's cutting the limitations. It's what it is. So if you disagree, then I guess you disagree, but I'll recommend you read the articles, the full-on articles, what this whole thing means. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. If you want to get involved in the Top Text Tuesday, we got a signed Floyd Little jersey available for you. So, I mean, this is first 1-3 gets the dub. We've just started this 2 weeks ago, so Weld County Swami has one, Dixon has one, so we're going to see. I mean, we know we need to have somebody dethrone Dixon. It's a big deal. At some point, it's got to happen. So if you want to get involved, text KFKA to 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. And again, it's not the NCAA paying these students. It's cutting the restrictions so that they can essentially, that's part of it. That is part of it. Yes, there's a lot more to it, but that's part of it. And that is a big part of it. Wanted to get into what this could mean ultimately. I mean, we had a text earlier that's like, yeah, even if they do put a restriction on businesses and not allow them to reach out, basically you can't reach out to a high school kid until he's committed. Brady, don't you think that's going to still happen? Probably. And I guess that's going to be on. I mean, again, this stuff's already happening, dude. Talk about all these shoe deals and all these agencies that are paying coaches, assistant coaches, to basically tell them, hey, these kids, whenever you get that deal, whenever you make it to the NBA, just make sure you sign with this agency and I'm going to give your family $50,000. It's already happening. Sex parties, school, making up classes, taking classes, all cheating is happening all over the sporting world, man. So again, it's, to me, this is something where maybe we don't have to worry about that as much. This is all above board. And then we can get it out in the open. Are there still going to be dirty things that go on? Yeah, it's the NCAA. Until you make this a full-on free market, you're going to have dirty stuff happen. I don't know what this means at the end of the day. Does this mean that college sports will be something completely different in 5 to 10 years? Yeah, probably. And it might be going this route where we can pay you one of two ways. We can pay you, what is a scholarship worth? I don't know.
$100,000? $100,000 maybe at a good school?
Throw that out there.
Yeah, 100 grand.
I could pay you 100 grand worth of a scholarship. Full ride. That, again, you have to continue to earn, by the way.
Yep.
You get to keep it if you suck. Or I can pay you 10 grand this first year of your game. And then I sign you to a second year's college. So I can only keep you for 4 years. Maybe they still do that. I don't know. But I'm just telling you guys, this is where it's going. Whether you like it or not, the money is unbelievable at the NCAA ranks. At the football ranks, at the basketball, men's basketball ranks. So to say that this is not going to get bigger, it is. This is why you increase your bowl games, your playoff games. This is the time is now. You and I were talking during the break a while ago Don't you think the NCAA missed the boat here?
Totally.
They could have got behind this. They could have got behind this and essentially worked with the student athletes and said, go for it. Yeah. We get a cut, though.
Yep. We get 20%.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
And it, but now it's too volatile. It's not going to happen.
No way.
Because now the students are like, no,
I'm
100%,
good.
Man.
I'll take it all.
Should have done this 10 years ago.
Yep.
And it would have been, hey, we have an agreement here. We have a guy that works in endorsement deals for each team, whatever. Like UNC would probably have one guy.
Yep.
CSU would probably have like five or six. CU would probably have like 10. I know it's another job, right? But it's more money coming into the school.
Yeah.
So now, okay, Kyle Bell goes out and gets dealership in Keensburg. And they go, yeah, we're going to pay you $10,000 this year. Great. The school gets 20% of that. And we got to go through this guy to make sure all the paperwork looks good and we're not doing anything illegal. We're doing it all above board here. Bippity boppity, give me the zoppity.
We're all happy.
And everybody's happy. But instead, we had this thing go up to the Supreme Court. And again, yes, there are other things to this. But if Reggie Bush, who got his Heisman Trophy yanked from him because he received a car from a booster. If that happens now, there's nothing you can do. You can receive a car. It was happening anyway.
It's not Pierre.
Yeah. Newsflash, gang. It was happening anyway. Now it's above board. You don't think it wasn't happening? You don't think... Kyle Bell's telling us the story, man, that they made T-shirts and they basically had to tell people that were making the T-shirts to stop doing it. Even though they don't even go to the damn school, to stop doing it because we don't want there to be any doubt, you know, that we want to make sure you didn't get involved. We, therefore, didn't get involved. So we couldn't even, like, you or I couldn't have just made more Kyle Bell T-shirts. School would have come down and been like, dude, that's our guy. You can't just, full disclosure, you guys hear all of my rejoins on this show? They're all coaches. Do you ever hear any current college players? They're not allowed. They can't endorse the show because it's not Rams related. It's not Bears related. It's not Buffs related. Not saying that the guys that don't allow it to happen are bad guys, but that is an NCAA rule. That's a restriction that would be lifted.
Yep.
Be great for our show.
We'll take it.
So you hear it, you know, the rejoins. Hey, you're listening to the whole show. This is Steve Adazio. They can do it, but a student athlete that's currently playing cannot. Nico Carvacho could not do it for us in 4 years. You hear him now. Why? Because I guess he's all grown up. That's one of the restrictions. Those are all those things. They can't get endorsed. They can't endorse. And I get it. There's always a fine line to walk. I work at a radio station. If I'm endorsing a bad product, that's going to be bad for the station, bad for the show, bad for our names, I'm going to have a talking to. It's like anything. Believe it or not, dare we say this, an 18-year-old, a young man or woman, might learn how to do that kind of stuff. It might be a life lesson in college rather than just learning in a classroom. I learned more from dealing with businesses when I was in college, dealing with business because I was doing sales, putting myself through. I was allowed to get a job while going to college and actually working toward what I wanted to do in my career. These guys are taking degrees and whatever. I should have asked Kyle. I don't remember what his degree was, but most of these guys are getting degrees or whatever. If they even do, they're studying to be something that they're not going to be if they don't make it to the NFL. They get into real estate or something that they weren't studying. They were studying sports and exercise science because it made sense for what they're doing, and they get to be in the gym and they get to work out and they get to eat the right stuff. Well, that's why a lot of these guys do that. And then when they graduate, they're like, there's not a lot of money in that. I'm going to go sell real estate. There's a lot of money there.
Use my name to go sell real estate.
Right.
Right?
Yes. So, again, it's It's a good thing. But no, that's what it is. 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Services as unique as life. Live well, plan ahead. Give Scott Robin, a member of their great staff, a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. It's an awesome gift. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, 970-330-6824. 20 minutes after the hour when we come back, it's Broncos defense. Vic Fangio, is he going to create a new style of player? A hybrid, if you will. We'll discuss next.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state, and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. It's The whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be here. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It's a crazy day, right? Crazy day. Zach Stephens told us yesterday from DNVR Broncos. Listen, it's not like he was saying they could be or they would be, but he's saying it's a possibility. Could this Broncos defense this year, the 2021 version, be better than the no-fly zone? It seems kind of like they're more complete as far as the depth chart is concerned. Because, okay, so you look at it, and you've got some really key players here on this defensive side. Ronald Darby, Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson, Kyle Fuller, Pat Surtain, Bryce Callahan. These are all big-time players. And, again, we don't know how good Patrick Surtain's going to be, but we hope he's, I mean, everything's telling us right now that he is going to be the next big time. It's Champ Bailey's birthday, by the way, so there's a connection for you. Champ Bailey's birthday, and we're talking about the secondary with this defense. But don't get me wrong. I mean, Darian Stewart, TJ Ward, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris, Bradley Roby, those were all great. Now, you're going to have Talib, who's a Hall of Famer. Does he come close to, Fuller? No. Talib wins that battle. How about Ronald Darby versus Chris Harris? All right, now, Chris Harris. So you got your top two corners are winning that battle. But Bradley Roby versus Patrick Surtain? I'm already saying I'm going to take Patrick Surtain, dude. I know Roby was good as a nickel and dime guy, but I think Sertan's going to be start number one, number two, number three. He can play all over the field. How about the safeties? Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson versus Darian Stewart and TJ Ward. Dude, I'm telling you, Justin Simmons just got his contract. You got Kareem Jackson, who I think is just an absolute monster. TJ Ward at his height was really good. I'm going to say both safeties, though, over Stewart. Ward at his peak was probably in that Kareem Jackson area. But I'm saying safeties you got. So Denver gets the safeties. They get the nickel and dime, but you're winning. So again, it's kind of a wash, isn't it? A lot of the chats I've had with Zach Stephens about that and what this defense is going to be, is Vic Fangio creating a hybrid corner slash linebacker slash safety? Now, you've seen the evolution of pass rushers. They used to look like Michael Strahan. Nothing wrong with that. He wasn't really a fat dude, but just a big guy, long, lean, looked like a defensive lineman. Von Miller is a linebacker, yet he lines up where Michael Strahan lines up, right? So we've created, now we've had 3-4 defenses forever, but we have really morphed the pass rushers into linebacker slash lineman hybrids. Is the next big hybrid in defensive football going to be a, maybe it's a free strong safety from college, but we beef up, we get him lift, and we get him in the gym like never before. He's still got that speed, and we're able to put him in the inside. Because we've talked about Alexander Johnson and Josie Jewell on the inside linebacker side of it. And listen, those guys are all C-type players, those two. And I love them, Johnson especially. But I'm not going to give him a B or you. So you've got these corners that are going to take over because you're going to want Fuller, Darby, Callahan, and Surtain on the field by, together quite a bit. Which means what? You're going to be in a dime because you got four corners. You want four corners out there, and you're only going to have one linebacker. Is that going to be Johnson? Is that going to be Jewell? Is that going to be Justin Surnat, who Zach Stevens told us that that might be the guy they put in dime situations just because he's a little bit faster? I'm thinking that Fangio creates this hybrid, that maybe they find a guy that can play safety, but you can easily move him up and play in the inside linebacker position, and they can cover pretty good wide receivers, not the best. They can cover tight ends. They can cover running backs out of the backfield. They can also stop the run if a team does run. And this is also why Fangio wants corners that can tackle. Because if you're going with the nickel and dime, well, based on history, we're going to say, yeah, that that type of defense is susceptible to giving up big runs. But not if we have outstanding tacklers that have outstanding football IQs. So I think this is very interesting. Because I look at this, and when we're talking about the no-fly zone comparisons, Vic Fangio is a defensive-minded guy. He's a defensive genius. And I know we throw that name around a lot, but he really is. And so you put his mind with these skilled-type corners that he knows very well already. I'm telling you, man, look out. This could be a year of the turnovers, man. Where you're getting picks left and right. You're shutting down guys where Vaughn and Bradley Chubb can get after and get sacks. I know we're supposed to be hot and heavy, knee-deep in quarterback, the decision 2.0 with Teddy and Drew. But we should be talking about this defense wall-to-wall. There's a weakness on there, and that's the inside linebacker. Because I like this line. You give me Shelby Harris, Mike Purcell, Draymond Jones, and I like our outside guys and Bradley Chubb and Vaughn. I really like that. The weakness certainly is Alexander Johnson and Josie Jewell. The rest of these guys are, I mean, Draymond Jones is probably a C still. I'm going to give Purcell a B. Shelby Harris, B. Bradley Chubb, hey, he's an A-. There's a difference between A- and A+. A+ is greatness. A- is good. Johnson, C. Josie Jewell, C. Vaughn Miller, I'm sorry, based on his career, you're giving him an A. I know he was hurt last year, but he's still an A until he proves otherwise. Kyle Fuller, B+. Kareem Jackson, A. Justin Simmons, A. Ronald Darby, B+. Bryce Callahan, B+. Patrick Surtain, as a rookie, do you give him a C? Do you give him a B? I'm going to give him a B-, based on what we've heard. That's a pretty good defense right there. And we don't know. Draymond Jones, this might be the year for him. This might be the breakout year. This just seems like a complete defense. A complete defense with key components. They're not just a complete defense that's going to be decent. They're a complete defense, but they have about four or five guys that could be considered stars. Could be, again, key word. Don't give me the whole, well, we got to see. It's the worst kind of sports talk, Colfax. If you listen to a show that says, well, I guess we'll find out. We'll wait and see.
What's the point?
Then what's the point?
Why are you talking about
it? Because we all know that answer. What do we need you for, my man?
Hindsight's 2020.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
We already know the answer. So if this defense turns out to be number one, there's nothing to talk about. It's the pre that we like to talk about, build up. And when you look at it on paper, I think this defense looks pretty damn good. I'm pretty pumped for it. 33 minutes after the hour, thanks to Quality Well and Pump, man, we are giving tickets away to the Greeley Stampede left and right. I got a pair of tickets for some PRCA Pro Rodeo next Wednesday June 30th, 7 o'clock. Dude, these rodeo tickets are going. People want to go check these places out. So get them before they're all sold out. We're trying to get people out to the Greeley Stampede. You're not trying to. We are getting people out to the Stampede. It's going to be a party, so you might as well take advantage of these tickets right now. Thanks to Quality Well and Pump for hooking us up, giving us these tickets, making it possible so we could do this. Let's go caller number 5 on the First Advantage hotline. Caller number 5, you get a pair of tickets to check out some PRCA Pro Rodeo next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Caller 5, 970-353-1310 or toll free, 877-353-1310. Caller number 5, you got a pair of tickets to check out some PRCA Pro Rodeo. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. Some of you guys are, like, getting too deep into the woods with this, saying, I mean, we just had Robert say the ruling doesn't really verify, talking about this college sports thing, NCAA Supreme Court. The ruling doesn't really verify the name and likeness at this point, but it's a step closer. It doesn't, it's not verifying that specifically, but it's, again, it's cutting away the restrictions. That's what you should know. Now, it's not saying the Supreme Court has made it legal for college athletes to now make money. That's not the ruling. The ruling is that the Supreme Court is saying the NCAA cannot restrict how a collegiate athlete makes money. The Supreme Court of the United States unanimously affirmed a ruling Monday that provides for an incremental increase in how college athletes can be compensated and also opens the door for future legal challenges that could deal a much more significant blow. Say it with me again. I mean, it provides an incremental increase in how college athletes can do it. So this is all a part of it. Is it that narrow? No. Is it specifically saying that the Supreme Court is saying the NCAA has to step aside and college athletes can do whatever they want? No, it's saying that they're violating antitrust law by placing limits on the education-related benefits. It is an education-related benefit to play college sports. Am I wrong or am I right?
Can we go with correct?
Yeah, because it's an educated. You cannot play college football, basketball, swimming, tennis, whatever, without going to classes at some point. Now, we know sometimes you can get your, you know, you can go to do your undergrad thing and do all that stuff, and it's different looks, but you cannot, you or I cannot go play college football at CSU unless we're taking classes. Therefore, the link is education. Right now. So when we're reading the articles, it is, yes, certainly education related for playing college football. You're playing for the Harlem Globetrotters? Not education related. You're playing for the Denver Broncos? Not education related. You're playing for the XFL, the Northern Colorado Nightmare, whatever, not education related. But you're playing for Alabama Crimson Tide, Ohio State Buckeyes, Colorado Buffaloes. It's education related because you can't play there unless you go to school there. That is part of being an NCAA athlete. Will that change? Who knows? But this is basically saying the NCAA cannot place limits on the education-related benefits that schools can provide to athletes. Do people that go to Harvard on a full-ride scholarship to study law, do they get benefits for doing that? Yes. Do they get third-party benefits? Yes. That's the key ingredient, third party. Can they, because they say, hey, I'm a four-year, I'm going to law school at Harvard, can they get some influence? Can they work? Absolutely. They can do things. They could be on a radio show. They could start their own podcast and talk about law, things they learned. TikTok's doing that now. There are students getting full-ride scholarships to be a psychologist that are using what they're learning in school day of and transferring it. I've seen this to TikTok video. saying, hey, here's some cool things that we learned today. Check this out. Try these next time. And then suddenly 4 million people liked that video. 4,000 people even liked that video. And suddenly, you have 4,000 people that just liked that video. I'm going to advertise something inside there. You're using your college degree, likeness, whatever. How many times do people use that on their resume, right? Or even when they're currently going. And you go, wow, holy crap, you're smart. I'm going to film school. Can you use going to film school as a way to make a film while you're in school and make money off of it? You certainly can, but football players can't do any of that. I can't use my football stuff to make any money. You guys see the problem with this, right? Those of you that are saying, well, the scholarship's enough. The scholarship's enough. Well, then why is that not the case for everybody that goes to college? Shouldn't it be fair all across the board if we're talking about that? If you're going to school to be a lawyer on a scholarship, but you're able to make money off of your likeness as a law student, then they should be able to do the same thing as far as college athletes go. Now, it's the idea, again, right now, is the NCAA going to pay them? No. We're not paying them right now. I think that could be something that's down the road. And again, like I said, this is going to be a conversation well into the next several years. I mean, we are going to be talking about this for a long time and what this does. Now, I want to read this paragraph, too, from this article I've been digging into today. The NCAA asked the Supreme Court to review a case first filed in 2014 by former West Virginian football player Sean Alston. It's where a lot of this began. Judge Claudia Wilken ruled in the Alston case in 19, determining that schools should be able to provide their athletes with educational equipment, study abroad programs, internships, and even cash rewards in exchange for academic accomplishments. The NCAA's attorneys argued that these measures were micromanaging rules that should be determined by the NCAA's members and that the added benefits were akin to professional salaries. I think, Colfax, this part, again, is different. Like it or not, this is where we're headed. Where you're going to become a player for CSU, Alabama, but you're a worker now. You're not. You might get that choice. $100,000 degree. And again, I'm spitballing. I don't know about degrees. Or I pay you $5,000, $10,000 to come here and play. And you can do endorsement stuff. Or I pay you a big chunk and all your endorsement stuff goes to us. There's going to be a lot of that happening. This is a business. It is a business. It absolutely is. Now, this is the key part. Even though the decision does not directly address name, image, and likeness, the NCAA remains committed to supporting the benefits for student athletes. NCAA President Mark Emmert said in a statement, additionally, we remain committed to working with Congress to chart a path forward. Now, again, it doesn't directly address the name, image, and likeness in this ruling. But it is all about that. Kavanaugh wrote in a concurring opinion to underscore that while the court's ruling was narrow in this case, and sure, the NCAA's remaining compensation rules also raise serious questions under the antitrust laws. So again, you guys can get specific if you want, but this is what this ruling means, or what it will mean. Alston and his attorneys argued that any restrictions placed on what schools can offer to their athletes as compensation were illegal. New antitrust lawsuits that raise similar arguments against the NCAA already have been filed. So get ready. Hold on to your butts, man, because this is going to get absolutely crazy. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. New to the show, text KFKA. Top Text Tuesday, it's been crazy that first hour. We slowed down a little bit. Some of the texts are not making that much sense here, but I got to tell you, Weld County Swami might be in the lead to take win number two today, unless I can get something in here. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to let you guys think about it. When we come back, we wrap up the show. We crown today's Top Text Tuesday winner.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Crazy show today. Great. Kyle Bell joined me, former Colorado State Rams running back. If you guys missed that, we always have our shows available on demand at theholeshow.com, 1310kfka.com, and all of our programs, whether it's my show or any of the great, wonderful programs here throughout the day, so at the weekends, the game broadcast, you're going to find them all at 1310kfka.com, available shortly after they air. We have to announce a winner, Colfax, and the first hour was crazy, man. I didn't even get to half of those texts. But from what we rounded out, it's Weld County Swallow. Oh, boy. So Weld County Swami has two victories now for the signed Floyd Little jersey. This could be a short competition, man. He can win this thing next week. Dixon's in the mix, but we've only been doing this our third week doing it. Weld County Swami has won two out of the last 3 weeks. Great text by him earlier today. So make sure you guys get involved in Top Text Tuesday each and every week, although I will be gone next week. But we got a treat for you. Kelly Lyle will be filling in for me Monday from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and my guy, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, filling in next Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll have Rockies, and Thursday, Friday, remain mysteries. Colfax, it might be you and Susan and Cheryl taking over that day. That could be fun.
Don't count on it.
But. They don't show up on time anyway, so you know, you never know.
It's a
crazy time we live in. Yeah, the NCAA thing at the end of the day, to recap it, It's certainly interesting. There's a lot of legalities that go to it, but this is there, the step. This is what's where we are at this stage. We are getting ready to make it 100% clear for players to earn money off of their likeness. Quickly, Colfax, we got to get back to our picks. You just got Clippers and Suns tonight. Game two, Suns beat the Clippers last time around. Still in Phoenix. Who do you got?
Suns.
I'm going Suns, too.
Yeah.
I'm going Suns, too. I'm two games out, but I got to try to catch you somehow. It's not going to be tonight. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.